Welcome to the night. You think you know Night Demon? Then the Night Demon Heavy Metal Podcast is for you. Step into the darkness as we peel back the curtain to give you an unprecedented, all-access look into the mind and the heart of the demon. We're talking band history, song analysis, studio anecdotes, stories from the road. It's everything a diehard Night Demon fan could want and more. This is the only place to learn the inside scoop, the deep dive trivia, the untold tales from the band members themselves and those closest to the Night Demon story. Need more? The sacred Night Demon crypt will be pried open to reveal demo recordings that have never before seen the light of day, all with in-depth commentary by the band and the people who were there for the writing and recording process. This is a gold mine, a treasure trove of all things Night Demon. Head over to nightdemon.net. or wherever you listen to podcasts.
DC right here on your classic metal show from the Razor's Edge release. That is Thunderstruck. And bringing the thunder from the west is our good friend Jericho Green. What's going on there, Jericho?
Hey, first of all, what are the chances of a band losing a lead singer and then getting another one that sounds damn near just like the first one?
You mean like Journey or Judas Priest or DC or?
Nailed it. I'm doing good, fellas. How are you?
We're good. We're glad to have you back on the show there, Jericho. I hit you up this week because I know you're celebrating another milestone in your media career with the launch of your new website. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to come on and let the fans know what you got going on over there, and also chastise you a little bit because the guy above your head there should have been the one to handle that for you. But, you know, that didn't happen. But nevertheless, we love you, and we wanted you to, you know, spread the good news to the rest of the world.
Well, thank you for that. And in my defense, I built the website myself, so I didn't find another source. I tried my hand at it. It is a living, breathing thing, so it will get better. And I just might have to reach out for some help. So we haven't closed that chapter yet. but it is jerichogreen.net. And I will have, you know, exclusive giveaways there, some exclusive merch. I'm going to, you know, learn how to get my videos there first and then, you know, throw it to the YouTube overlords. But it's something I had to do, man. It's something I should have done a long time ago and they just sent me an email the other day telling me that they age restricted one of my videos from like a year ago. I don't know where they've been, but none of my videos should be viewed by children. But, you know, it's a place, number one, to have all my content. So when they start fucking tripping and, you know, oh, you hate speech, which I've never done, but, you know, they're bullshit reasons they give you. And the funny thing, when you get silenced by a Facebook or a YouTube, they send you the email and it says, if you dispute this or have a problem, feel free to email us and, you know, talk with the message center. Yeah, right. They're not gonna fucking listen to you. If they even look at your email, you just feel like a really, really small fish in a really, really big pond. So to avoid that, I just create my own safe space for my content.
Right.
Let me tell you a nice little new caveat of censorship that I got this week. So we broadcast the show here live. We have like a backup YouTube channel that we use because we don't want the main channel to get shut down. And Lord knows we say some radical shit sometimes on here. So, but what I do is I delete the videos right after they play. We're just using it for the live streaming. So I got a message this week that said, this video from, I don't know, a month ago or whatever has been restricted, and you're getting a, what is the, not a strike, but a warning. You're getting a hate speech warning for this video, but you can dispute it if you want to. So I went to dispute it because it was like something about music or something. It wasn't even, you know, social justice or any of the stuff where I would agree with them that I go crazy. You know, it was something silly. I went to dispute it, and then I get a message that says, well, you can't dispute it because the video's already deleted. So they gave me a copyright or a hate speech warning for a video that isn't on their platform anymore. A video that I deemed as not, shouldn't be on the platform. I took it down myself, and then a month later they hit me with a hate speech warning for even having something uttered on their channels or on their platform. They're out of control, dude.
That's the crazy bullshit that you have to deal with. Let people decide what hate speech is, and I can't even stand that stupid collection of words, but let the people decide. If you want to get on here and your channel is all about how puppies should be killed, well, then people can either go to your channel or they can't, or they can dispute you or whatever. But don't, you know, my mommy and daddy don't live with me anymore. I'm on my own. So if I want to look at something, I will. If I don't, then I won't. Let the free market decide who is what.
Right. Well, dude, like, I'll give you a perfect example. I've never heard the Prince Harry and Meghan Markle podcast. You know why? Because that's some shit I would never listen to. So I just don't, you know, it's like, it's not hard. It's not like there's some overlord that's saying, oh, well, you have YouTube on, here comes my channel. You have to tell them that you like this kind of content in order to get it in the first fucking place.
Yeah. I think it's never been easier in human history to avoid things you don't want to hear. Because whatever you're into, there's a whole bunch of channels or websites on it, and it's very easy to block out what you don't want to see or hear. So that makes what they do even stupider.
Right. Well, we're glad to see that you're moving in the right direction with your content and having, you know, as you put it, your own safe space. Chris has been working diligently for the last 24 months to move everything that we do into our own server. So, you know, we frequent Gab and Rumble and BitChute and all the alternative media, because we are trying to get away from the Facebooks, off the Twitters, off of the YouTubes, everything like that, because, you know, again, we have guys like you come on, and we believe that you know, you have a voice out there, and we want to give, you know, opportunity to be heard by people who may not necessarily hear you. But wise move. I think Chris advised you about 18 months ago.
Yeah,
he's giving some sound advice.
Well, dude, it's just the way it is, man. And there's other options that are out there, obviously. I mean, you know I see you're on Rumble, and Rumble's a good platform, you know, it plays, and Odyssey's a good platform if you wanted to investigate that. And dude, eventually when me and you do talk about doing some website stuff, I'll introduce you to the next generation stuff, the actual official Jericho Green channel, the 24 hours of Jericho Green.
Oh, wow.
Which, you know, we just launched Heavy Metal Television, which is just that. It's heavy metal with shows and everything else, 24 hours a day. And I would be more than happy to host the Jericho Green channel and,
oh man,
show you how to hook that all up. And then it would just be as simple as putting a video or putting a frame on your website, and then people just click it, boom. And it'd just be whatever, every video you've ever done could be on it. And then,
right, yeah,
no censorship.
That sounds, yeah, definitely, man. We'll chat back and forth about that this week, man. That sounds great. You know, you're the Jedi Master when it comes to this internet stuff. And I'm just, you know, well, whoever the opposite of the Jedis were in Star Wars, that's who I am. So right. I'm listening. Teach me.
Right. Well, Jericho, since you're very outspoken about, you know, about this current administration, I saw that the guy, the current occupant of the White House, his press secretary, that Raggedy Ann, she made the comment on Friday that the White House is reaching out to social media platforms asking them to flag misinformation, you know. So now we've got the White House directing Facebook and social media platforms as to what they need to leave up or what they need to take down now. So what's your thoughts?
Well, man, number one, they act like this is their first time partnering with Facebook. They've been spooning each other for fucking years now. They're already in partnership with each other. But, you know, that's another example of the government needing to stay the fuck out of private business. Don't worry about what I'm being informed with. Like I said in a video today, I've seen a website talking about whether or not mermaids are real. You want to talk about misinformation? Who gives a shit? Let people decide what they want. They can't even give good information. Fauci, don't wear masks. They don't work. Pelosi, come to Chinatown. Everything's fine. Get out of here with this shit. Nobody knows what they're talking about on the internet. Let people figure out what they want. Let people hear what they want. Make up their own fucking mind. I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm not surprised by it, but I don't like it. And the first thing they do is attack the language. You know, misinformation. Well, who wants to be misinformed? Everybody wants good information, right? But they change the words because if it doesn't sound bad, then it's not bad, right? No matter what it is. You know, you can word, oh, if there's a fox at the door of the hen house, oh, come on out here. We're going to have some fresh air therapy. You know what I mean? Not knowing that when they get out there, they're getting their head bit off. But if it sounds good, it must be good. I think it's bullshit. And anything that comes out of that fucking ginger weirdo behind that podium, I'm automatically suspect. You can't trust him. If you listen to Biden talk for more than 5 seconds, how in the fuck could you trust him with anything? If it's not a bag of Werther's Original, I'm not trusting him with it.
Well, I think the reason why you wear that Jericho green headgear is to keep your head from exploding whenever you hear that.
I get that single drop of blood that just comes out of my fucking nose, man. Are you kidding me? How? My dad had a saying he would always say, he's all, that's going from sugar to shit. So how do we go from Trump, no matter how you feel about his politics or how brash he is, he had all his facilities, all his faculties were working just fine. You had some confidence in what he's saying, whether you liked it or not. Honestly, man, I don't care who he's talking in front of. It's world leaders. It's in the Rose Garden. That dude cannot put together a succinct press conference. He can't put a string of sentences together. He even said one time, you didn't finish that sentence. He just said, anyway, and just dropped it. What the fuck is going on here? You do know who you are, right? You do know where you live now. You do know that the whole world is listening. There's a video somebody showed me of the difference between him and Trump walking with a group of world leaders, like the G7 summit. Biden's at the very back, just kind of looking around, like waiting for somebody to take his hand. And Trump's like pushing world leaders out of the way to get in front. That's what we need. We're the big dog. I don't care how you feel. Here, I'm going to pull my pocket lining out. You hold on to it and go where I go and shut your fucking mouth. America, what the fuck? Who's running this popsicle stand? Shit.
Dude, it is absolutely nuts. And if you really want to see something that'll make your head explode, I mean, it'll just make you want to vomit. Anytime this fucking dumbbell posts something on Twitter or Facebook or whatever it is, wait about 30 minutes and then go in and read the comments. Because, you know, for me personally, I don't give a shit what this guy says. He's a fucking moron. It's not hard to figure out that he's a fucking moron. What's crazy to me is the 5,000 people that'll be like, this is so great. This is what a president is supposed to be. This guy's presidential. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Have you been to the gas pump lately? That's up fucking $1.50 since this dummy's been in business. It's like, holy shit. What are you guys thinking is so great? What does anybody think is so great about this guy? I'm not even trying to hammer him. I'm just saying, tell me something he's done that's been good. Anything. Yeah. Tell me one thing, and you will see 5,000-10,000 comments are all like, thank you, Mr. President. It's great that you're here and fixing what Trump broke. And it's like, what Trump broke? what, the economy that was working? Yeah, that sucked. Yeah, you know,
yeah,
three years ago, it may have sucked a little bit that you had to deal with him talking about grabbing pussies and shit, but it sure didn't suck that you knew your job was there tomorrow.
Yeah, and the fucking border was secure, and you're paying as least you can for fuel, and the rest of the world knew who was in charge. It's all about perception. These dictatorships and these back-asswards countries and shit that are stuck, you know, in 1200, in the year 1200, they understand projection. They understand alpha. They understand control. That's what they get. They don't understand soft talk and capitulation. That's not what they understand. They understand someone coming over and saying, look, I'm in charge. I know that I'm in charge. And the best thing for you to do is follow my lead. And it's not like it was 200 years ago where you go around kicking somebody's ass and take everything you want. If they want us to go back to that, well, just change the whole world to America, because that's what's going to happen. But he put us first. That doesn't mean we're shitting on the rest of the world. That just means the country that he represents is always going to be number one in his mind. And that's how it should be. That's why we put you there. These fuckers created Trump. They Frankenstein this dude together and created this monster. Because if you weren't screwed over for not even 8 years with Obama, 16 years, we can go back to Bush, his globalist ass. I mean, you made people sick and tired of the bullshit and you made them pick Trump. So when they do, if they went after Biden in a press conference the way they went after Trump, I don't think that man would survive. I think he would end up in the fetal position behind the podium, crying, waiting for his depends to be changed. He couldn't handle it. No, he couldn't fucking handle it. And I think the people in those comment sections who were talking about Biden that way, I think 75% of that is just Trump hate. That's all that shit is, because they always got to mention him. They always go, oh, Trump, why are you worried about him? You got the godsend. Why are you worried about the last guy? But I think a lot of that is just hate. They're so far into the lie that they can't admit that they're lying at this point. They just got to ride it out, no matter how bad it is.
Yeah. You know, and you bring up what to me is my number one point, and it should be, to me, this is such an obvious point that I can't believe that it's hard to understand. Why do leftist people not want to be the best? Just the simple Trump at least said, I want America first. I want America to be the best. I want this to be the best economy, the best for jobs, the best for politics, the best for care for our elderly, all the things. You know, that's all he ever said was, I want this to be the best. And that was looked at as everything from racist to bigoted to everything. It's like, who goes to their job to be mediocre? You know, just on a day-to-day basis, who goes to work and says, you know what? I hope that when today's done, I am fucking 15th out of 30 people in somebody's eyes. Who does that?
Yeah, that's what we needed. And the most messed up part about it is we had it and we fucking lost it. It's like somebody who wins a lottery and then they blow all the money. Like, you had it. You had everything. We stand around the water cooler talking about, I would do this, I would buy that. You had it and you blew it. We had Trump. We had the best president ever. We had somebody who not only said that he would put America first, he did it. He did that shit and only got 4 years out of him. I can only imagine what he would have done with a consecutive 4 years, with another 4 years after that, and eight years straight. But I guess we'll never know that. But this fucking guy, I just don't get it, man. I don't understand. It's not like he just started showing people this after he got elected. He showed you this when there was a whole clown car of him running for president, and when they whittled it down to two, and they whittled it down to him. He's been showing people this the whole fucking time. Yeah. This dude, something is wrong. And you can look at when he was bragging to those, whatever panel he was sitting on about how he withheld the money from the Ukraine, the same thing they tried to impeach Trump for. But he actually admitted to it. He's very with it. He's actually arrogant, and he's up there like, you know, shit, I told him, you know, if you don't back off, I'm not sending you the money. And he was not this senile old pudding eating fucker we see now. And that was in 2018. So how did he decline that quickly? That dude's all fucked up, man. And I shudder to think about what the history books are going to say about this dude and about this period in time. And then Not only him, then you got that fucking cackling whore behind him. She's second in command. She's up next to bat if this old fucker kicks it. Man, who's worse? It's like saying, hey, I'm going to give you a solid piece of shit to eat or a spoonful of diarrhea. Either way, it's a mouthful of shit. Jesus, criminy.
Well, Jericho, on another note, I went out to a range today, open range day at that was supported by some local gun shops. And I went out and shot some AK-47s today and some flamethrowers and so on and so forth. Shit. Yeah. And yeah, it's since your last visit here, I have acquired a few more pieces of armament for my personal collection, which I thought I would share with, which I would share with you.
Please.
So
hold on, Neely, before you share that, let me put the flamethrower on.
Oh, all right. Well, as long as Jericho can see it, sure. Go put it right up there.
Let me share my screen here. Entire screen share. And there's the, there we go.
Oh shit. That's nice.
I'm imagining Black Lives Matter marching down my street.
Hey, they wouldn't be marching long. That's for damn sure. They'll see how much Black Lives Matter, because they're all about to be Black Lives after they mess with that damn thing. Yeah. That is nice.
It's a big flame throwing dick. You got the AK-47, Chris? Yeah,
pull it up. Give me one. Pull
that one up.
Yeah, I've shot an AK before, man. That is life changing. There ain't no bullshit.
It goes so fast.
Yeah, there's no bullshit with an AK.
Entire screen. Here we go. Share. Whoop, wow.
Damn, look at all those responsible adults. Oh, man. Wow. So in your state, they just let you do what you want to do and exercise common sense and shit?
Yeah, it's just unbelievable that, you know, responsible adults actually just showed up out there and shot guns.
Wow. And none of you.
I'm sure there was a few dead at the end of that shooting, right, Neil?
You mean those guns, those assault weapons didn't jump out of your hands and start shooting all you guys?
Not at all. I stood there, I watched the whole thing, and I held it, and it didn't do a goddamn thing.
Huh. Because, you know, they keep telling us that it's the damn guns.
Yeah.
It's the damn guns that are the problem. Wow. I wonder if any of the probably going to be 900 people dead by the end of the year in Chicago, I wonder how many of them were shot by assault weapons.
Well, as long as LeBron James doesn't tweet about it, it never happened.
What a fucking scumbag. Why are the most successful people telling you how hard it is to be successful?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're worth $300 million. I don't want to hear shit about struggles out of your mouth. Tell me, let me hear somebody who has struggles tell me about struggles. You can't even spell struggle. What are you talking about? When he had allegedly had the N-word sprayed on his $20 million home. If I had a $20 million home, I don't give a fuck what you spray on my fucking gate. You kidding me? I don't give a shit. People like him just make black people look weak, and I can't stand that, because somehow these dumbasses are seen as these unofficial representatives for us. And I'm not terrified of police. Matter of fact, I did a video probably a week ago, maybe two weeks ago.
It got a lot of shares, Jericho. I sent that to a lot of people and everybody, holy fuck, that's funny.
There were four of them right next door to my house. I was outside looking just like this, and broad daylight, they saw me. Nothing, man. No bullet holes, no pepper spray, no tasing, no beating, no slurs were yelled. Nothing, man. They just waved. My son came out on his bike. Guess what they did to him? Waved shot at him and said hi. No, I know, right? But no, contrary to popular belief, they waved at him and said, hey, buddy. And that was it. I was expecting a lot more, but that was it.
Did he go riding away screaming in terror?
No, I thought he would. I stepped out of the way expecting him to take off. Nothing. No, they did their job and they left.
Oh no.
So weird, man. So weird.
Well, I will show you the first piece of armament that I recently purchased. This is a CMMG 9mm.
Oh, shit. No, you couldn't even have that out here. No way. It would have to have a little fin on the grip. It'd be a little fin right there, so you couldn't even hold it properly, so you can't shoot too fast. That thing's beautiful.
Yep. This is called the Banshee. It's got an AR body, but it shoots 9mm.
Damn, that thing is cold. How long did it take you to get it?
30 minutes.
I couldn't get that in 30 days. That's no bullshit.
30 minutes. I walked in. This was on the showroom wall, and I said, "How much is that?" And he said, "Well, that's $1,300." I said, "I'll take it."
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know what the worst part about this is, Jericho, is you look at that and it looks like it's badass as fuck, but again, it shoots 9mm. You know, you'd have to hit somebody 31 times before you gave them a fucking cut. You know,
it's all about the look. I mean, you know, shame on them for designing a fucking awesome looking gun, but it's all about the look. If it looks scary, it is.
Yeah.
Well, and ultimately that's the point is, you know, it's like, I've got this one. I've got the, you know, it looks like a M16. It's a Mossberg 22. It shoots 22s, you know, and that really would, you know, that feels like a mosquito biting you. But that being said, if somebody ever broke in my house and I come out of my room with this, that'll scare them a whole lot more than if I come out of my room with a handgun. But I've got a Taurus Judge. If I come at them with my little Taurus Judge that fits in my hand, that'll spray them across my whole hallway. You know, there won't be anything left.
You need some new drywall after that.
That's what I'm saying. But if you to talk to these morons that try and tell you that you need gun control and this and that, they don't get it. They look at a weapon like either Neely's or mine here, and they're like, these are the ones that should be banned. Meanwhile, these are the ones that won't do any real damage. These are the ones that just protect you.
Yeah, and no one's using these weapons. When you look at all these shootings, it's with handguns. Not that I want them to go after handguns, but if you're going to have all this bullshit, at least aim it at the problem. With a lot of the things that the left talks about, they don't go after the real problem. They go after the easy one. Never mind the real problem is killing 10 times the people that you're bitching about. You don't want to tackle the real work. You just want to sound like you are. So you go after assault weapons, whatever the fuck that is.
Right.
Meanwhile, way more people are being killed with handguns. Way more people are being killed with knives. I don't hear them going after fucking Ginsu because they're not serious.
Yeah.
They're not fucking serious.
No, they're not serious at all. And the realism of the situation is that nobody, even in mass shootings, even if you take all the mass shootings, the most famous mass shootings had, you know, semi-automatics that were modified to be automatics, you know, the Columbines and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, the day-to-day murders in Chicago, you know, which is literally day-to-day, you know, there's no video of anybody being arrested with a Mossberg 22 or an AK-47 or, you know, there's no videos of that. It's just not happening. What there is video of is somebody shooting somebody with a small woman's Beretta. You know, that's what people are getting shot with is little small guns. And they just wait. They wait for people like that stupid lawyer and his dumb wife that had never held a gun before, but made for good video, you know, to show her off as like, this is the problem. This lady's the problem. You know, it's like, duh. It's so ass backwards the way they try to twist the gun control.
I don't think there should be gun control.
No.
There should be, I mean, I do believe that if you purchase a firearm, you should have some training to use it. I don't want some novice out here with a fucking gun not knowing what they're doing, you know, looking down the barrel. I got a funny story about that someday. But I don't believe in control. Like, just because I have it doesn't mean I'm going to do something bad with it. I don't like the idea of an entity controlling what I can do. And why are you worried about what I have? If it's just, if I'm just taking it to the range or taking it out to some public land, who gives a shit? Just because I have it, I'm not going to think, I got a gun now? I think I want to become a mass murderer. I've gone my whole life without having any fucking problems. But now that I got this gun in my hand, I feel like a killer. Nobody's doing that shit. And if you've set your mind on killing somebody, you're going to do it no matter what. A car, a knife, a gun, a hammer, a stick. You're going to do it. It's not the guns. It's not like I can't do it till I get my hands on a gun. Like, that's stupid. I don't like gun control and comprehensive. What the fuck does that mean? What does that even mean? Dude, I got a clean record and some training. Give me my shit. Why can you get a gun in 30 minutes, but I got to wait? It took me almost 6 months to get my shotgun.
Yeah, that's crazy.
6 months. That's seasons. Yeah. You got yours in less than an hour. It took seasons for me to get my fucking shotgun. Ridiculous.
It's crazy, dude. And I'll be honest. All my gun friends think that I'm crazy for this. The only thing I would be for is, well, two things I would be for. One, I would be for if you have a prescription for psychotropics, okay, you should have to turn it in or to like a sheriff or something. Because if you're on meds that are purposely altering your brain, then, you know, I don't necessarily have a problem with them holding your gun for you. Again, you got to figure out how you get it back. You know, you got to work that all out first. But I wouldn't be opposed to that. And the other thing I wouldn't be personally opposed to is that you have to produce it every year. Just, you know, kind of like every couple of years, like you do a driver's license. You have to kind of show up and make sure that you haven't gone blind, you know, and that you can still see to drive. I wouldn't be opposed to just having to produce your guns so that you're not that guy that's, you know, buying guns and then selling them off to, you know, some street guy, you know, make you be accountable on the level of, well, I own it and I took enough care to prove that I still have it. Mm-hmm. You know, that I wouldn't be opposed to, but everything else, you know, fucked up. You know, I mean, yeah, maybe a little training would be fine. I mean, but to be honest, anybody that's dropping $1,000, $2,000, whatever it is to buy a gun, they're all going to the range and learning how to shoot them anyway. So yeah. I don't even know that you have to have training for it. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't know anybody that owns a weapon that hasn't shot one.
Yeah, I think even those kind of regulations on people who are taking psychotropic drugs, that should even be a state or local issue. It shouldn't be up to the federal government because you're not down here on ground level. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And they got enough to deal with. Why are you worried about what I got? Don't you got infrastructure to run and a military and all that shit? Like, worry about the big shit. I got the little shit. I can take care of my weapons and all that kind of stuff. Don't tell me what I need to have. And how they always say, well, when they made those rules, you know, people were still shooting muskets. I don't give a shit what they were shooting. They made those rules for the people. People don't change. The weapons change. Technology changes. We're the same pieces of shit we've always been going back to the beginning of man. Man doesn't change. The weapons do, but we're still going to be the same. And they knew that.
Right. And that argument is so moot anyway, because true. We were shooting muskets, but so were they. So were the people that we were allowed to have weapons to fight against. It's not like they were shooting AK-47s and we were coming back with a musket that we were tumping down to get one shot off. You know, it wasn't an unfair fight. The whole purpose of when it was muskets was musket versus musket, man versus man, even playing field. That's what the whole Second Amendment has always been about. If you want my opinion, we should have more crazy weapons, not less. We should be able to go out there and buy one of these damn sound things that you can hook on your car and blows people's eardrums when you drive down the street. We should be able to buy those types of things. Honestly, if we're going to get to it, anything that the government can do to us, we should be able to do back. If that means a suitcase nuke, then I should be able to go buy it somewhere.
Well, you know what Biden said? If you want to go after the government, you better have some F-15s and nuclear weapons. That's what he told us. So, hey, give me one.
Well, we should at least have the option to get it.
Yeah, for sure.
If they're going to say that, well, if you don't comply with whatever, we're going to come at you with, you know, grenade launchers or something, well, then I should have the right to buy one back to take care of myself.
Yeah, and why should we be worried about what our employees are going to do to us? Yeah. What job do you work at where the boss is worried about what the employees are going to do? Because that's what they are. Don't worry about me. Worry about you. Yeah. I'm not going to do shit to you unless you try to do shit to me. Yeah. Like, who cares what I got? It's none of your fucking business. And then you got what? Sheila Jackson Lee talking about an AR-15 weighs 10 pounds and shoots 50 caliber rounds. What the fuck? Are you kidding me? Let alone shooting it, you go ahead and fit a 50 caliber round inside that AR-15. Get the fuck out of here. She's the one making the laws. She's the one making the rules. You don't have a janitor as the head of the fucking hospital, do you? No, you probably got a doctor, some surgeon who knows what the fuck is going on in the hospital. Right, not these idiots. I guarantee you the guys with the fucking squiggly earpieces in their ear protecting our dumbass know everything about an AR-15. I bet you they're not as dumb as her ass. Fucking
speaking of AR-15 there, Jericho, I went out and bought one of those big black scary guns.
Oh, man. That thing, if it was white, it wouldn't be scary. But that black thing, that's scary as shit.
This is an FNA, FN America, FN-15 with a laser dot scope.
That's fucking nice, man. Telling you, one of my dreams is to have that quintessential scene out of the action movie where it's just a wall with just guns all over it, man. That would definitely be on it, man. That's beautiful.
So,
what would it take you to buy that, Jericho? About 3 years?
Oh, at least, man. I'll be fucking. My kids will be fucking wearing a cap and gown by the time I get that shit. If it's even legal, I'm telling you, in California, you got to have this fin on the back of the grip so you can't grip it all the way. So it kind of leaves your hand open. The idea is it's supposed to make it harder for you to shoot rounds as quickly. But if I'm going to fucking get on top of a bell tower and shoot people, I'm not going to worry about the fucking California state gun laws.
Of course.
I'm going to get whatever the fuck I want because I'm about to commit mass murder. I'm not going to have the fucking fin on there. That shit looks. I had my stepbrother come out here from Texas, and he was going to get a gun, and he saw that fin on it. He's like, I don't even know what to do with that. He didn't even buy it. He's like, in Texas, I can fucking have whatever I want. He's like, I don't even know what that is. But yeah, in California, you put that shit on there. It's ridiculous.
And if you wanted to commit mass murder, and see, this is where the argument always goes to me is, first of all, there's nobody climbing bell towers anymore doing that. That is a made up thing that we're still living off of. The last one happened, what, 50 fucking years ago? You know,
it was like 1960 or some shit.
Yeah, it's not something that's happening every day, but they still bring it up in the conversation like it's a real threat. That shit has not happened in most of our lifetimes. You know, that's the first problem. And the second problem is, if I really wanted to commit mass suicide or mass genocide, I guess, or mass murder, I'm going to get a couple of hunting knives, which are, you know, completely legal to buy at the Army Navy store, and a taser, which also you can buy. And I'm just going to get on a bus. I'm going to sit in the front, and while it's rolling down the street, I'm going to get up and start whacking people's fucking hearts, stabbing them and zapping them so they can't fight back.
And you know what? If you're in California, nobody's going to have a gun to stop you.
Of course not.
Nobody.
They might hit me with a needle that's sticking out of their fucking shoe, but that's
you might step on one. You'll slip on some homeless shit first.
Right.
you'll slip on the homeless shit and tase yourself.
Exactly. Or get AIDS from the needle that I fall on top of.
Oh, yeah. You're getting AIDS. You get stuck with a needle. You're getting AIDS. That's that.
Well, what a state of the world we live in, Jericho.
Man. Holy shit, man. It's... like I said, you look at who's next in line. It doesn't get any brighter. That woman is a fucking idiot. She seems like she to me is the other side of the double-edged sword of affirmative action. She's the downside of affirmative action. She's not equipped to be where she's at. She even said, I'm going to pick a woman of color. So right there, that takes 99.9% of the people out of the fucking job pool. So you're going to get this woman and hire her just because of what she looks like. So she's not qualified. She gets the job, but she can't do it right. That's why they won't let her anywhere near the border. Well, where the problem is on the border, just put her 800 miles away. We can't let her get that close to the real fucking problem because she's not a quitter. She's an idiot. Look at the, it's like watching a child lie to you. It's so fucking obvious. It's painful and hard to watch. She can't do an interview. She starts that fucking cackle. And during her, when she was running for president for 20 minutes before she didn't even get 2% of the fucking support, she, anytime you peel back that first layer, she just starts the awkward laugh or starts attacking or let me talk on all these defense mechanisms. She fucking sucks. And how people like this can rise to the top, you better not ever tell a kid they can't do whatever they want. Yes, you can. You can be half brain dead and be a second in charge of the fucking world. Guaranteed.
Well, Jericho, I have to admit, I'm surprised that you'll talk to me and Neely. You know, I'm surprised you haven't adopted the Lori Lightfoot, you know, adaptation. Oh. Only speak to black journalists because that's what you're supposed to do to somehow that makes it quality.
Yeah, it evens the field.
Fucking googly eyed bitch. You know what? There's this movie back in 95 or 96. It's called Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood. And it's a spoof on hood movies. Boys in the Hood, Menace to Society, Juice, shit like that. And there's a character in there throughout the movie, and he's called The Man. And he's this white guy in a fucking shirt and tie and glasses, and he's wearing black gloves. And he'll go to where black people are. He'll shoot somebody, and they, like, take the gloves off and leave him at the scene. And he has a little list, and he crosses off, and it's like OJ, Tupac, and all this shit. And he crosses them off the list. So, like, but that guy doesn't really exist. There's no guy who represents the racist corporation who's going around and gunning down all these black people in Chicago or keeping her from doing her job. I don't know what's keeping her from doing her job, but it's not racism. Because if racism were there, how the fuck did you get the job in the first place? How do you still have your job if racism was around? How are you still employed? The violence has gone up. The numbers have gone up, not down. You're an incompetent fucking idiot. If racism was there, how did you get there? And what a cop-out. What the fuck? How do you prove racism? Unless you get somebody in the room and they're like, you got me. I'm tired of running. I'm racist. I didn't hire that guy because he was black. I didn't give this dude a house because he was black. I didn't give him a loan. Unless somebody gives you a confession, there's no way to prove that shit. That's why they blame it, because it's like when you go to the doctor and they say, circle which face represents you on the pain chart. There's no way that they can feel your pain. They don't know. You just tell them. And it's a fucking cop-out. Racism. Get the On my channel in the comment section, the worst shit that I've heard from people comes from people that look just like me. The support and the donations and people buying my merch come from people that look like you. So until that changes, until my life experience changes, I'm not buying that bullshit. If that was the case, I wouldn't be on here with you guys. I wouldn't be getting the subscribers that I'm getting on YouTube if fucking racism was an issue. I don't, as long as there's people that come in over here who last week they had flies around their fucking mouth and now they're running a liquor store that you run into to steal J's out of, I don't want to hear that bullshit. Because if that dude can come over here 10,000 miles, $12 in his pocket, and only two English words, I'm here, I've been here, I know the customs, I know the ins and outs of society, and I can't make it, that's my fault. Yeah. And the fucking Africans are darker than any black American. So how are they getting around racism and I can't? Man, fucking
Well, dude, and the thing is, at least every time I hear it, and maybe it's just my white privilege that's making me hear it this way, I don't know, but I have never, until the last, I'll say 3 or 4 years, I've never given two shits who owned anything. And I never knew that the guy that makes Conrad tires was a white guy or a black guy or a Hispanic guy. I don't know who the owner of, you know, the guy that made my transmission of my car, if he's white or black. I never knew any of that stuff. You know, all this steady push of, well, we need more black owned businesses and we need more. Why? How does that tell me how that makes the product better? And I will absolutely be the first one off, because all I know is when I'm dropping $1,200, $1,500 on a transmission, whatever it is, I want the best one. I don't want the one made by the white guy, the black guy, the Asian guy, the trans LGBTQMIA ABC guy. I just want the one that's going to fucking switch from reverse to drive and go.
Yep.
It doesn't make sense to me.
It's desperation. They're in their last throes. It's desperation. They got to go for the jugular. They got to go for the racism. And, you know, things that you can't help. You can't help what fucking color you are. And because you're born a certain color, you're a certain thing. That's racism. And good point. If you're sitting there and you need heart surgery, and the best doctor with the highest success rate and the best scores in school happen to be black, and you're white, are you going to say, nope, give me the white doctor with worse grades. I got to take this racism shit to the grave. No, because that doesn't fucking matter. The only color that matters is green. As long as you can keep killing people and getting away with it, if you're rich enough, that's the only thing that matters. Anybody remember OJ? OJ's black. He killed two white people. And until he stole his own shit back, he was free as a bird. So I don't want to hear that shit. Didn't Bill Cosby just get out of jail? I don't want to fucking hear that shit. It's about money. I've seen a white girl, 20-something-year-old white girl parked in front of me, get arrested for a DUI. And you could see she was white. So if he knew she was white, he should have just gave her a ride home and said, sorry to bother you. No, he didn't. That cop arrested her ass because she broke the fucking law. And don't twice as many white people get killed every year by the cops and black people? How come you don't hear about that shit? It's doubled. Yeah. It's doubled. And you don't hear shit about it. And the fact, when you keep telling people that they have privilege because they're white and they're superior because they're white, you're the fucking white supremacist. You're touting this shit, not them. You're saying because they're white, they're better than you. I don't believe that shit.
No,
I refuse to. I refuse to believe that because of what somebody's color, they're one thing or another. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
They're the ones trading in racism. What the fuck are you talking about?
And to be fair with it, I would say like 30 years ago, it was a different story. It definitely was. You know, I mean, I can only talk for me personally, but I grew up in basically a white town where there, you know, I'm one of those, you know, horrific stereotype stories of there was like the black guy in my school, you know, it was that kind of a thing. And yeah, that dude took a lot of shit, you know, he just did, because that was again, 30 years ago and it wasn't where we are today. But today I, you know, for as much as I thought this guy was an amazing piece of shit, Obama changed the rules. Once one got the highest job in the world, claiming that you're being held back because racism is gone. In my eyes, it's just gone, because you can achieve. Here's an example of somebody that achieved, for whatever reason, whether he was good or bad, he achieved to the highest level of anywhere on the planet. So now saying, well, I can't run my bakery because, you know, enough people aren't coming to black-owned bakeries. Get the fuck out of here with that nonsense.
And not only did Obama do that, he did it twice.
Yeah.
He did it two times. And, you know, I was that kid in the all-white school, and I did take a lot of shit.
Sure.
But I remember I must have been 7 or 8 years old. I was watching one of those after-school specials, you know, where it ends with some nice lesson and everybody gets along. And I remember these kids like spray painted like the N-word on this black kid's driveway or some shit. And I remember at that moment thinking to myself, I'm not going to be that turn the other cheek kid. That's not me. I believe in evening the scales. And if somebody does something to me, I'm going to do something back to you, period. I'm not going to be the one. I'm not going to be the kind guy who just says, oh, it's cool. No. So from that day forward, when some kid would pop off and say some shit to me, some racist shit, I beat him up. That was it. I was not going to be the one. You know what that word means. You know why you're saying it to me. I'm about to fuck you up. But it was a case-by-case basis. It was very easy for me to write off all white people as racist. It was very easy to do that because that white kid just called me the N-word. But when I went over to this other white kid's house, his family treated me like I was part of their family. And then aside from that one white kid who said it, here's 100 other white kids who would never say that to me, who respect me. And we were kids. Where'd they hear that shit from? You know what I mean? Somebody taught them that shit. They said it out of anger. I understood the situation. And you got to take it by case, on a case-by-case basis, or we're all fucked. But just because you, even if you experience those things, that doesn't mean you have to write off an entire fucking race. We've all had bad experiences with a different race of a person. So what? They're people. All people are shit. It doesn't matter what kind of container you come in. If I wrap $100,000 in a homeless man's underwear, you're just going to be like, nope, I'm not touching that. No, because it's just a container. Get that shit out of there and get to that 100,000. It's all about what's on the inside. I don't give a damn. If I don't like somebody, it's because you did something. It's not because of what color you are. That's ridiculous. And that's how most people think. Most people don't think about people based on their race. They do take it on a case-by-case basis. But if you listen to these mainstream mediocres in these fucking empty suits, we're on the verge of a civil war tomorrow. That's a bunch of bullshit. Our life, my life experience does not follow that bullshit, and I refuse to believe it.
Right. Dude, we've talked about it all the time here on the show that racism is the ultimate form of laziness, because it is to blame anybody, to see a black guy shooting a white guy or whatever in Chicago and say, well, all black people are awful and they're murderers and blah, blah. That's just lazy. It's just lazy. The truth is, that's probably the odds of that happening are probably as likely as getting the coronavirus. It's like 1/1,000,000%, is the case. And most people, I've said it a million times. I've taken a ton of heat for it because I always say there really is only two kinds of people. There's cool people and there's assholes. And it doesn't matter how you get whichever label you wear. Those are the only two labels that make sense. Any kind of racism thing is always wrong. Pick anything. Pick, Chinese guys are smart at math, or black guys have big dicks. I mean, it really doesn't matter what you choose.
What's wrong with that?
It doesn't matter which one you choose. There's always going to be the one example that makes it false.
Mm-hmm.
Always going to be. So choosing racism as a way to justify anything that you do or say, whether it's I can't achieve or I can't get ahead or I can't get this promotion or anything like that, is just, it's like the ultimate form of laziness. And that is kind of where we are as a society. We're a society that wants to be fucking lazy now. And that's why in my opinion, racism is so at the top of the food chain, because it's the easiest way to be lazy is to cry racism.
It's the lowest hanging fruit, and it's the last fruit that they have. Because, especially when we had Trump, they couldn't say, well, it was the economy or this and that. It's always about racism. Racism is that bottomless pit. They can always throw their bucket down in that well and pull up a nice overflowing bucket of racism every single time, because somebody, some company is going to be intimidated by that shit, or some official is going to be intimidated and doesn't want to be called a racist. I can think of way worse things to be called than that. I probably have been called worse things than that. But if it's not true, fucking who cares? If it's not true, when you freak out because somebody calls you that, well, it sounds like it is true. Why would you care? If I called you a purple dinosaur, gives a shit. You're not even a fucking dinosaur. Who cares? It's the same thing. But in my experience, being called the N-word or whatever, what pissed me off in the situation is if it were done somewhere where I couldn't respond the way I wanted to. It wasn't the word. It's just that it was said to me in a place that I couldn't respond to it the way that I'd like to. That's what pissed me off, because it's a word and I know it's not true. You hear shit enough. It's just, no pun intended, white noise, but it's ridiculous. It's all about what kind of weight we give to it. And if you don't believe the shit that they're saying, it'll go away. Just like, Morgan Freeman told Pierce Morgan, he said, you want to stop racism? We're talking about it.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah. And why do you give weight to the stupid? That's always, that's always been my thought, is why would you give weight to something, something ignorant that somebody says? If you react to it, it's just showing that you somehow, some way believe it. Mm-hmm. You somehow, some way believe that what they're saying is true, no matter what it is. Look, I'm a big fat tub of shit and I know it. And I get called it all the time, you know, in YouTube comments. It's like, oh, what did Fatso say here? You know, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, okay, well, I can either cry about it mm-hmm. or I can be like, okay, it's
what's
true.
Next? Yeah, what else you got?
You know? Okay, wow, you educated me here. I didn't know I was fat until right now. You know, it's like, it's the whole sense of whining about what other people think. Even if they hate you for whatever reason that they hate you, I don't care if it's race, I don't care if it's language, I don't care if it's the music you listen to, the women you like, whatever it is. People always have some reason to hate you for whatever. And if you give that weight, then you're basically saying you're right and I'm wrong. And it's like, why are you letting somebody else dictate what you do and what makes you right in your own mind?
I remember, when I graduated high school, like the very next day, I remember thinking, I don't give a shit what anybody thinks. Because when you're in high school, it's all about, you know, what you're wearing and who you're hanging out with. And, right. you know, that's everything to you. But after realizing that we're all going our separate ways and we're no longer going to school anymore, I was like, man, I don't give a shit. If your name's not on the deed to my place or my cell phone bill, I don't give a fuck what you think.
Yeah.
You know, we got time for that shit. There's too many other important things to worry about. And what some stranger that you don't give a shit about anyway. I don't give a fuck what you think. You dense. That's like Biden challenging you to a teleprompter reading contest. I'm not worried about that shit. You could hit me with a blunt object after I wake up and I'll still beat that fool in reading a teleprompter. I ain't worried about it.
Too funny. Well, Jericho, this has been a very spirited discussion and we always appreciate you, your insight on things. And, you know, again, we're glad that, you know, you're moving on to your own, you know, individualized platform. And of course, Chris, I know was, glad to help out. I'm volunteering Chris to help you out.
Happy to help.
But, all right, Chris, you've been volunteered, man.
But I know myself, I know Chris, I know a lot of our listeners enjoy your content every day, and we hope you continue on and, you know, get onto some platforms that aren't going to ban you or, you know, knock you off of there. So, you know, got to act quick and get in these alternative platforms that your word can get out there and, you know, stay relevant.
For sure. And I'm working on it. I'm looking at other platforms to get on. I have to, you know, actually like Rumble's my next one, getting more content on there and stuff. So I'm working on it, guys. It is definitely a work in progress, but I definitely want to make this the best website that I possibly can. And it will get better. And I thank you guys, you know, for having me on here. I envy your freedom to purchase firearms in such a small amount of time. But hopefully next time we get on here, I can have a new addition. I did get some rubber grips for my Glocks and I love it, man. I'm glad I did it. It just makes it feel better in the hand. I don't know what the hell I was doing before that. But yeah, the rubber grips, that's the only thing I've done new to mine since the last time. But I'm hoping to have, you know, a new addition next time.
And what was the waiting period for the rubber grips?
Oh, those, fortunately, I was able to just order those online and they came to my door.
What?
So that was nice. Yeah, I'm still allowed to get accessories for my weapon. So that's nice. We'll see how long that lasts. But yeah, it's great, man. JerichoGreen.net, $3.99 a month subscription. Unfortunately, that's cheaper than a gallon of gas. We're looking at $4.89, $4.99 for the good stuff out here per gallon. And they're throwing around having a mileage tax on top of that in California. If you want to be taxed higher than anybody else in the 50 states in our union, come on to California. They'll give you what you want.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All right, Jericho. Well, again, we always appreciate when you want to stop by and hang out with a couple long-haired white guys. You know,
I keep doing it.
Shame on you. Well, I think a good way to end this, you know, this little chat is something that I think we all can agree on. And one of our favorite bands that we play here on the Classic Metal Show is Armored Saint. And I think this is a message that we all can agree with. So we're going to leave you with some Armored Saint with Can You Deliver? Can you agree with that, Jericho?
That's perfect, man. Perfect.
All right, man. Well, you're welcome on anytime. So here it is. It's Armored Saint with Can You Deliver, exclusively here
on your Classic Metal Show. Thanks for checking out this episode of the Classic Metal Show. Get all of our episodes uncensored at www.theclassicmetalshow.com. Join us weekly from 9 p.m. till 3 a.m. Eastern at www.cmsradio.net. Participate in the live chat room at www.chatandkill.com. Once again, thank you for checking out The Classic Metal Show with Neely and Chris. Hail and kill. Fuck you, pal. And hand job!